And right now, as promised, we are joined by a former USC long snapper. First completely blind Division I college football player. He was a Pac-12 Special Teams Player of the Week in 2017, a semifinalist for the Jason Witten Collegiate Man of the Year Award, 2016 Uplifting Athletes Rare Disease Champion Award recipient. He is an inspirational speaker. He is the co-founder and president of Engage, and we have a lot to get caught up on. Jake Olson is my guest. Jake, it's good to have you back on. How are you?
Thanks, Jim. That was quite the intro. I appreciate that.
You got it, Jake. You earned it, my man. So you and I spoke back in 2017, right after you made history and made your college debut in USC's win over Western Michigan, so that everybody can fully appreciate what you're working on right now, Jake. Can you take me back to that game? What do you remember most about it?
I remember being really hot.
Right.
First game in September, as any California or Southern California person will know, it gets real hot in August and September, and so it was super hot. And I remember Coach Helton was telling me I was probably gonna get in the second quarter, and then that game was just kind of a wild game. And so it really was this roller coaster of, okay, I'm in, I'm not. And then, you know, it happened to come on off of a pick six, which was funny enough, any specialist, you know, punter, kicker, well, I guess not a punter, but kicker, holder, and long snapper, you know, we like to stay warm on the sideline. We like to get warmed up. And we like to know, hey, the offense is driving. Let's get warmed up. There's probably going to be a field goal or PAT coming up. Well, that's not the case when there's a, you know, punt return or kickoff return or defensive touchdown. So literally the defensive touchdown was like, oh, man, at least this just came out of nowhere now. So it was like one of the last things I wanted to actually happen, but it was all right. It was an awesome, awesome game, and what a moment.
Jake Olson joining us. It was an amazing moment, and I think as many people know, you had been a USC fan for years and connected to the program going way back. So as a refresher, what did it mean to you to finally make your debut for the Trojans?
Well, I think that's one of the more special, I guess, pieces of it, Jim, is that, again, as a 12-year-old, I was adopted by Coach Carroll in that USC team and the USC program, and really after that college game day piece, all the sports nation and college football nation, and so it was really special that people were able to support me then, pray for me then, you know, give out their love and support then, watch me grow up. And then here I was, you know, as an 18-year-old coming to SC, and everyone's like, oh, I remember that, you know, guy. I rooted him on. Like, I encouraged him back then. And then to see me, you know, have my career at USC and finally get that day in the Coliseum, I think it was just a pinnacle of all of our emotions of watching, again, me go blind and then overcome blindness and start living a normal life again and get back into sports. And just the culmination of all that, I think, was really special for me and for everyone in that stadium and for everyone, again, who's been following my story all along.
Jake Olson joining us. So the story was so inspiring. There was an avalanche of attention. What were the next few days and weeks like for you after that game?
Well, it was really crazy. I had to do this really crazy podcast with this guy named Jim Rumnick.
Yeah, right. Wild.
But no, it was fun. I mean, it was obviously a lot of interviews. Again, because of the stories that had come up in the past, you know, I've made friends with people in the media, so it was, you know, just kind of good talking to people again, doing interviews, and you know, obviously from a request standpoint of speaking and appearances, that obviously increased, and that's where we kind of came up with this idea of Engage as a platform where people could find a central way to, one, contact me, because I'm sure, as you know too, Jim, like when people try to contact you, it can come from left field, right field, anywhere. So it's like, how can people contact us where we know the person reaching out is, number one, legit and honest, and two, that, you know, they both for me and them can know that, you know, who they're reaching out to is legitimate and me. So that's what we kind of really want to create, and then have a central place where we, you know, manage those requests and keep those requests and can look back on those requests. And again, there really wasn't a software or platform or anything out there that allowed us to really do that. So that's where the idea of Engage kind of came about.
Jake Olson, my guest, I want to follow up on that. You are the co-founder and president of Engage. But before I follow you up on that, I want to ask you, like, you had been doing public speaking before you arrived at USC. So what were the rules for you as it related to amateurism and the ability to profit off of your story then?
Yeah, so actually, because of a USC basketball player back in the day called Lil Romeo, there was called a double life rule in the NCAA guidelines. And that basically says if you were famous for something unrelated to, obviously, you know, sports or college, your college sport of choice or any college sport, really, if you're famous before then and you could continue to profit off of, you know, that endeavor. And so for Lil Romeo, he was a rapper. So again, playing college basketball had nothing to do with his rap career, so therefore he could continue to get paid to rap and et cetera. So for me, that was public speaking. You know, I spoke about, you know, battling cancer, about playing golf, about, you know, overcoming blindness, all that kind of good stuff. And so by the time I was playing college football, I could continue to speak on those topics. Now, there was, you know, a fine line between, one, being marketed as a USC long snapper, USC college football player in general. They cannot do that. It cannot show up on a brochure. They cannot advertise that, nothing of that sort. And two, you know, I couldn't hike up my rates, right? I couldn't all of a sudden charge double or triple the price because of my newfound, you know, popularity in college football. So those were the two kind of caveats to that. But again, the double life clause did allow me to continue to speak and appear because of what I was doing beforehand.
Jake Olson joining us. It's really interesting, right? So what about your teammates at that time? What were your teammates able to do in terms of telling their stories and generating revenue off of them?
Well, that's the thing. Nothing, because you know a lot of these guys didn't have the opportunity to do that before they got to college. So if you don't, you know, if you didn't have a real set standard of you going speaking, sharing your story, receiving revenue of doing that, you know, you can't start in college because then they would just assume that, oh, the only reason you're starting is because your newfound, you know, popularity as a college football player. And so that's what really frustrated me is that, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, my teammates, man, they've come from hard backgrounds. They've lost parents. They've grown up in broken homes and come from nothing and supporting people. And, you know, there's a lot of inspiration out there. And for me, I was like, you know, it's awesome. I get to go share my story and shake hands, but these individuals should be allowed to as well. And that's where I kind of was really, you know, really look at these rules and say, you know, are they really necessary in that regard? Because there's so many stories and so many opportunities for these players to meet fans, to inspire youth, to kind of do all that I think is really being missed because of kind of these arbitrary rules.
Jake Olson joining us. We're covering a lot of ground as quickly as we can. Jake, I got to get your thoughts on this because it's been a topic for so long. As a former walk-on college athlete, what is your reaction when you hear people say that people who play sports in college already get enough compensation in the form of scholarships and an education and that should be enough? Is it?
No. So I always say this argument two things. One, if that's the case, then you already have an imbalance in pay. If you're saying that education, room and board is already covered and that should be enough, then someone going to USC is being paid a heck of a lot more than someone who's going to some state school. You know, sometimes twice the amount in just one year, right? SC's expensive. Some other colleges are very expensive. So therefore, just based on that, you already have an imbalance in compensation there. Number two, if you think that you would work, if I asked you, Jim, if I have the person who is making that argument, if I said, hey, you're 40-hour week because going playing sports, lifting, meetings, all that good stuff is another job. It's a 40, 50-hour job on top of going to school. If I told you, hey, you can work for your job 40, 50 hours a week and all that, you don't get paid, but you get, guess what? Your kid gets to go to school for free. Would you take that? I don't think so. I don't think anyone in their right mind would say, yeah, I'm going to work a 40-hour week just so my kid can go free to school. So there's a lot of kind of putting that idea out when not considering what would you do if it was you? And when you ask that question to someone, again, who's making that argument, I think a lot of times they're going to be like, okay, well, I guess, no, I wouldn't do that.
Jake Olson joining us. All right, so what about the changes in name, image, and likeness? How much do you think that's going to impact college sports? And then how does your company play a role in all of this?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, one of the things that has been so cool is, especially when I was at USC and especially after, you know, people, when I would speak around the country or you know, be traveling, people come up to me, hey, I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. I hate USC, but I love your story. Hey, I'm a huge Ohio State fan. I hate USC, but I love your story. And it gives these personalities to follow. You know, every great sport, you know, professional sport league does a lot better when you have personalities in it that connect with the fans that go beyond just team loyalty. And I think you're going to see a lot of that in college sports when these players actually get to meet fans, share their stories, kind of make and capture those opportunities. Again, I kind of made this example. Someone may never care about women swimming in sport in college athletics, but if they know one of those women on that Cal swim team lost their mother and was raising money for helping kids who are being raised in homes without a mom, all of a sudden you might care about that individual. You might watch that Cal swim team now. And so there's like opportunities really there to capture with individuals telling their story, again, raising money through sweepstakes, which, again, kind of back to your second part of that question, is what I feel like my company can do. We can help these individuals have a real platform, a structured ability to go out, raise money for charities that they want through cool sweepstakes. Again, field those requests that are honest and legitimate, so no one's just taking advantage of these athletes, because trust me, this is going to be a real big market, and with every big market, with a lot of money comes sharks that just want to take advantage of that. So we really want to kind of create an honest, legitimate means of people reaching out and participating and contacting these now college athletes who may not have the experience to know if someone's just using them or not. So again, for anything from sweepstakes, pop-up events, engagements, like speaking or just appearing, we can help in all of that. And so that's what I really want to do, is kind of connect those dots between the fans, people who follow the school, follow the sport, and those individuals now that who are going to really create a personality for themselves through their story to reach those fans.
I like it. He's the co-founder and president of Engage, and that's where you want to go. Really quickly, Jake, before you go, I can't let you go without asking about your guide dog, Quebec. How's Quebec?
He's doing great. He's sleeping right here. He's chugging along. On June 29th, it will be our 10-year anniversary together.
For those who don't know, what's he like?
He is one of the most loyal dogs. He has huge separation anxiety. He's just a slug of love, I call him. No one he's met has not fallen in love with him, and it's quite a shame, because once you get to know him, you want to see him more than me. So it's like, could Quebec come over? Oh, yeah, Jake, you can come over too.
There you go. He's the co-founder and president of Engage, a former USC long snapper. Great, great story. Jake, great to have you back. You sound great. Appreciate the message, and thanks for coming back and doing it.
All right, thanks, Jim. Fight on.
Have a great day, Jake Olson. What a great story.